Many estates have, of course, been developed in the past by cooperative societies with a view to housing their members, and in a sense, they are cooperatively developed. Too often, however, cooperation has ceased with the purchase of the estate, and the development has been carried out very much on the old lines, without a full realization of the opportunities which cooperation offers. It is the importance of these opportunities which I wish to emphasize, and to illustrate to some extent from the work of those co-partnership tenant societies. In some cases, as in the garden city at Letchworth and the garden suburb at Hampstead, the roads and the laying out of the land have been carried out by parent bodies, and the tenant society have developed cooperatively the sites thus prepared. In other cases, as at Ealing, Manchester, Birmingham, Leicester, etc., they have taken up sites of 50 to 100 acres and have undertaken the construction of the subsidiary roads themselves.